You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. We're answering your science questions this week.
And if you'd like to get in touch and ask us one on Twitter, the handle is at Naked Scientists, or you can, of course, email us. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com.
We've also got a pinging kitchen science this week. So, Dave, what are you going to do?
OK, this kitchen science is incredibly simple. Basically, what you need is a glass of water, pretty much full. And then you want something which will float in it, something fairly small, ping pong ball size is good, doesn't want to float too deeply, just floating on the surface. Put the ball in the glass of water and see what happens to it. And as an extension, can you get that ball to stay in the middle?
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So if you reckon you can do that, take your ping pong ball, take your glass of water, put the ping pong ball in the glass, tell us what happens. Have a look where the ball goes, there's a clue for you. Right, Reg is on the phone. Hello, Reg.
Hello.
Welcome to The Naked Scientists.
Thank you.
What would you like to talk to us about?
If I get a bruise and it's on my fingers or my toes, then it grows out under the nail and it comes out like a scab when I cut my nails. But if I get a bruise on my leg or anywhere else, then it just turns purple and then yellow and then it's gone. So obviously it gets broken down and gets out somehow, but how does that happen?
Yeah, I hope you don't get bruises on your nails too often because that's terribly painful.
Ooh. No, usually it's on my leg.
What's actually happening? A bruise is indicative of trauma. So some kind of trauma has to happen which allows blood to escape from a blood vessel into what's called the extravascular space. So it spills out and splurges out around the subcutaneous tissue in the body. It can also happen in other tissues. You can get bruising of your internal organs, contusions of organs, including the brain, for example. But once blood leaves a blood vessel, the first thing that happens is that it starts to lose the oxygen that's locked up in the haemoglobin. And when haemoglobin is full of oxygen, it's a nice red colour, so that's why the injury first looks red. And as the haemoglobin gets deoxygenated, it goes a bluey hue and then purplish. And that's the darkening that's happening. The next step is that the inflammation and damage also attracts the immune system. So white blood cells come in, trigger some more inflammation, and they begin to eat up, engulf the red blood cells. And when they do that, they break open the cells, and out of the cells comes the hemoglobin, the red pigment, and the protein part of that gets chewed up inside the cell, turned into amino acids, and they get recycled or metabolized. And this leaves just the central core of the hemoglobin, called the heme group, which is what's known as a porphyrin ring. It's a series of chemical carbon rings which have got locked away in their centre an iron atom. That's why it's red, because of the iron. Now, what happens is an enzyme then kicks in called microsomal hemoxygenase, and this breaks open that ring and it releases the iron, which then goes off into the tissue and gets locked up with something called hemosiderin, and that looks an orange colour, so there's the orange colour in your bruise. But the ring of hemoglobin, the heme group, initially gets turned into something called biliverdin, which is a green colour, so there's the green in your bruise, and that very quickly gets reduced to bilirubin, the yellow stuff, and then that's why you also see yellow in your bruise. And as a bruise ages, also it's affected by gravity, because these materials begin to spread out in the tissue, doing a sort of human chromatography experiment. They spread out, and different molecules get stuck to different things and travel at different rates, and so the bruise spreads out and you see this separation of colours and the evolution of the colours, but eventually all those substances just soak away and are taken away by cells in the bloodstream, and that's why the bruise eventually fades away, and then you get better. So there's your answer.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Good to have you on the show.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening.